Music right there from the New Pornographers' latest album, and you're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I am Juliette Frumholt, and as promised, we have Auto Magic on the line. They're going to be visiting the Yellow Cab this weekend, playing with This Pine Box and Telehope on Saturday night. It's going to be quite the show, and these guys have a lot going on, so welcome, everybody.
What's up?
How's it going?
Hey, glad to have you guys here. So you guys have been busy, as I've noticed from your social media, playing some gigs as of late. But I know the big thing is you've been working on an album. Tell me a little bit about what the process has been like putting this this release together.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been busy working on the album, working on new material, and this one in particular, it's just we wanted to make a danceable, party, feel-good album. And we started it last summer, and so there's a lot of good, positive summer party vibes going on it, and we ended up wrapping it up recently. And now we're just ready to start rolling this stuff out and playing it at shows and making people dance. It's called Goldmine, and it's we're really proud of it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And it is definitely – it's kind of cool that you're going to be releasing such a dancey summertime feeling album in the winter because we kind of need it right now. Like,
yeah, real bad. We were just talking about that before you called, like, man, that seasonal depression's coming on strong right now.
They're going to be surprising things.
Yeah, and I that wasn't intentional, but let's just go ahead and just say that it, you know, pretend that it was for everyone's sake. You're welcome, everyone.
You're going to get us up and moving both this weekend and with this album. So, In kind of looking ahead, what are you thinking 2018 is going to be like? I mean, I know you'll have the release pretty early on in the year, but what's kind of next for you guys in the new year? Are you hoping to take this one out on the road?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, we always talk about South by Southwest every year being like kind of the after the cold date, coming back on the scene around the time when, you know, it starts warming up and making our way out there. Every year we're just kind of excited for that time of year and that festival in general, and we tend to like base that like kind of becomes our launch pad if we play it or not. And so we're definitely talking about that, and I think this would very much be one of those things where we drop it in January and kind of it just holds everyone over until summertime, and then we like really do it extra hard in the summer.
Makes sense. It's a good strategy for sure. So talk to me a little bit about what your writing process is like, because your stuff is so danceable, and yet the lyrics are often telling a bit of a story. Like, how do you guys start? Is it a beat? Is it the lyrics? Where's your kind of starting point, and how do you craft the songs?
Yeah, it's kind of different every time. Devin Williams here, he's a guitar player. I'm Zach Evans. We always collaborate on everything, and either he will have an idea or I will have an idea, and then we'll just meet up and flesh it out together. And a lot of times the story just kind of unfolds, and we just play like a game of musical ping pong and just kind of, you know, whatever we're both feeling that day or that weekend, we'll just kind of knock it out. Knock the song out in a day or two, and we just kind of rapidly do that as much as we can, as much as we both can meet up until we have enough songs to put something out. And sometimes we have too many and we have to narrow it down, and it's not always easy, but Devin, you can probably speak a little more to that.
When we hit on we're, you know, constantly, whether it's like it's time to write a record or a handful of songs or not, we're constantly coming up with ideas. And sometimes it seems like if we hit on a particularly strong idea, we'll finish the song really quick and get really excited about it and try to like ride that energy into writing more songs that would kind of fit in a like a, in a cohesive group. It's funny, especially with this record, other records have suffered a thing where it's been like we have these, we've always like kind of done pre-production on our albums and we've made lots of demos for our songs. And there's a magic to the first time that you kind of document a part or, you know, a lyric or you're singing something or playing something for the first time. And you capture that on the demo, and even if the demo is like a lower quality than a studio, an official final studio version of a song, there's always a little bit of magic to it that you miss when it goes through the filter of like, okay, let's see how we're gonna mic these guitars or record these drums or whatever, and things change. But the special thing about this record is that we recorded it all on our own.
Oh, and that's exciting.
So pretty much as we were writing this stuff, we were recording it and completing it and finalizing it from start to finish. And I mean, there were tweaks and mixing and mastering after the fact, obviously, but for the most part, this stuff was all just straight from the just farm to table. mind to tape.
So you got to like really, really capture that magic in the moment then.
Yes, it was very liberating. It was a great experience, and I think that's why I feel so free and feel good, because we just had fun making it that way.
Yeah.
So do you think that you would do that process again, kind of do it yourselves, since you've had both experiences? Do you have a preference of one over the other now?
I think there's advantages to both. I think when you book studio time, you tend to knock something out in a matter of a week because you have to, because you're paying for those studio hours or whoever his label is or whatever. But in this case, we just could take our time and go as quick or slowly as we want. However, it kind of ends up in a case where maybe you take too much time if you're doing it on your own. So it's kind of disadvantages and advantages to both. But I mean, we enjoy them both, but I think we definitely will do this again because it's great,
yeah,
and it's free.
Is it hard? You mentioned that, you know, you were writing a lot of songs and sort of, you know, arcing them out, and then, you know, some of them didn't fit. Is it hard, or especially hard when you're doing it on your own and you don't have, you know, that other set of ears in a producer or an engineer to kind of decide which ones are going to make the cut and which ones might have to be set aside for a B-side or the next project?
It's funny because, you know, every song that you create, it's like a child, and it's really hard to leave a child behind when you're putting a project together. You always tell yourself, you know, maybe it'll wind up on a different thing, some other, like an EP, or you'll put it out as a special whatever, but it always feels, it's always a hard thing to do. But the one thing that that always keeps us focused and keeps us able to make sure we're making the right choices as far as what to include, is that we all have incredible faith in each other's tastes. We all think that we have really, really good taste, and at the end of the day, the decision might be hard, but we're always confident that it's the right one.
Well, and you guys have been doing this for a while, so I'm sure in addition to trusting each other's taste, there's got to be just a general, you know, trust that everybody is going to make the best call for the band as a unit instead of as an individual.
Absolutely.
Definitely. I think also, like, as we've matured as musicians and songwriters and performers, we've come to a point where we've experienced a lot of rejection and a lot of moments of triumph. And now we're just in the state of, we just want to make music that we enjoy making and enjoy playing and we want to hear. And ultimately that's most important at where we are in our lives. We just want to write and perform music that we feel good about and not necessarily think about, though it would be nice to have recognition, don't get me wrong. We don't really consider that
yeah.
as much these days as we once did.
That's got to be super freeing.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
We're talking to Autumn Magic. They're going to be playing this Saturday night at the Yellow Cab along with This Pine Box and Telehope. And although the album won't be out until January-ish, you do have something that folks will be able to get their hands on if they come see you live.
Yes, we do. It's this beautifully designed art print by yours truly. That's me. I designed the cover for this album, and we did a screen-printed limited edition run of these bad boys. We have 75 available, and they're all signed and numbered. So if you come out to a show, you can snag one, and you can download the new album, Goldmine, at any show, any of our upcoming shows ahead of the release. So that's a really cool reason to make your way out and come see us jamming these new tunes.
For sure, for sure. And, like, dancing keeps you warm in the cold Ohio winters, just
absolutely.
Saying.
Come inside, move your feet, wiggle your toes, get the warm and fuzzies.
I think you're at home with you on record.
Then, well, yeah.
Not quite on record.
And then go home and hang that sucker on your wall and snuggle up in your bed, put your headphones on, and fall asleep, or try to, but you're not going to be able to because it's jam time.
You've just described, like, the perfect scenario. Well, we will be sure to check out Autumn Magic. They're performing this Saturday night at the Yellow Cab. We've got all the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. They're going to be joined on the stage by Telehope and by This Pine Box, who you can hear live on Excursions later this week with Nikki Dakota. And in the meantime, we're going to play you one from Autumn Magic's Goldmine album. Guys, I picked Stop, Drop, Dance. Do you want to introduce this one at all?
Yeah, sure. This is like the second or third song we wrote on the album, completed, I guess I should say. It's a dancing, interesting vibe to it, very much inspired by the great Prince and Michael Jackson. Stop, Drop, and Dance before you catch on fire.
Let's take a listen to this one. It's Stop, Drop, and Dance from Autumn Magic's new album, Goldmine. Guys, thank you so much. We'll look forward to seeing you Saturday night.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.